This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire as always. I want to mention, in hour number one, I talked about Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for governor of New York, and how he was attacked on stage in upstate New York, in a town called Perrington, I believe it is, Perrington. And it's in Monroe County, so it's really upper upstate New York. And he was attacked by a guy with a very sharp weapon. It wasn't a knife, but it was like one of those stars, you know, kind of that they've got, those kind of Bruce Lee stars you throw at people that are sharp, and Chinese throwing star, I think that's what it was. And the guy tried to kill him, right, or hurt him. And he since, I didn't mention this part, he's since been released from custody hours later. He tried to kill a gubernatorial candidate, and he was released on his own reconnaissance the same night. Can anyone explain that to me? Instantly released under New York's laws. But if you're a conservative Republican, Washington, D.C. will throw you in the D.C. jail and make you rot in solitary and have let prisoners throw poop at you and pee at you and let guards tear gas you and barely feed you and don't give you any blankets so you freeze at night in solitary for 2 years. This is America. Are we a banana republic? Yeah, obviously. Everybody gets out of prison the same day they try and murder somebody, but not if you're a conservative and you got a parking ticket. And then we go from that extreme to the joke of Joe Biden, you know, the supposed president of the United States, who supposedly has COVID. The White House COVID czar says Joe Biden, I kid you not, this is a real story. The White House COVID czar says Joe Biden ate his breakfast and lunch fully. He showed me his plate. It's like you're dealing with a three-year-old child. They think of Joe Biden as a three-year-old child. That's the president of the United States. Show me your plate. Let's see if you took every morsel off it. Did you eat it all? Did you feed it to the dogs, Joey? We'll go change your diaper now. Oh, my God. I mean, he is the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to the White House in the history of America. So he's currently sick. He's hiding out at the White House. And they're actually admitting that they're checking his plate. Did you check his poo-poo? Did you check his poo-poo to check the color and the consistency? The president is doing better. He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch fully. He actually showed me his plate. This is what you're dealing with, folks. This is the way you would talk to a three-year-old, or this is the way you would talk to an old man in a wheelchair with dementia at a nursing home, which, you know, basically describes the president of the United States. So liberals are up in arms, and they're really angry now because Donald Trump has put out a report, and they're losing their minds. If he gets elected again, he's gonna destroy the deep state. He's gonna purge unaccountable deep state and administrative state and D.C. swamp that creates and directs vast amounts of far left policy in the federal government. If reelected in 2024, Trump's planning to cut about 50,000 administrative state employees to rein in unelected technocrats in federal government agencies that have great influence over policies impacting American workers. The impact could go far beyond the typical conservative targets such as the EPA or the IRS, the Trump, the report explained, Trump allies are working on plans that would potentially strip layers at the DOJ, yay, the FBI, yay, reaching into National Security Intelligence, State Department, and the Pentagon. So I assume that it includes the CIA and the military leadership. Good. Good. These are the worst people in the world. Terrible people. God, I used to respect the hell out of them, and I can't stand any of them anymore. They're a bunch of communist globalists who hate America and hate Republicans and hate Trump. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a fourth branch of government not created by the Constitution. Nearly 2 million federal government employees and federal agencies make up the administrative state, and he calls it the swamp, Trump. Before Trump left office in 2021, he signed an EO, executive order, to reclassify federal government employees into Schedule F, which would have allowed the president to enhance accountability and job performance within the bureaucratic agencies. And I guess that would have meant he could fire them. Unfortunately, the government's current performance management is inadequate as recognized by the federal workers themselves. For instance, the 2016 Merit Principles Survey reveals less than a quarter of federal employees believe their agency addresses poor performers effectively. Joe Biden immediately canceled the order when he assumed office. But if Trump runs and wins in 2024, he intends to re-implement the executive order and purge the unelected technocrats artificially running the federal government. So Axios, which is a bunch of liberal commie scumbags, said it would effectively upend the modern civil service, triggering a shockwave across the bureaucracy. And you wonder why I love Trump. See, that's what I like about Trump. Now, here's what I don't like about Trump. The only thing I don't like about Trump, he's dead wrong on the vaccines. Pfizer documents reveal high number of vaccine clinical trial participants withdrew due to adverse reactions. This was all covered up, President Trump. Why don't you notice this? A recent batch of Pfizer documents released by the FDA showed an unusually high number of participants withdrew from the COVID vaccine clinical trials. The participants who backed out of the trial did so due to adverse events stemming from the experimental shot. The July 1st documents reveal the full extent of the issue. Mention that all trial participants received either one or two 30 microgram doses of Pfizer's vaccine that was granted emergency use authorization in December 2020. According to the Children's Health Defense, Pfizer conducts its vaccine trials in four countries: the U.S., Brazil, Argentina, and South Africa. And many vaccine trial participants backed out after experiencing serious adverse events, while others withdrew over minor adverse events. A larger proportion of the minor adverse reactions were determined to be related to the shot. The serious adverse reactions were deemed not related to the vaccine. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. A 56-year-old woman received her first vaccine dose on August 11, 2020, but backed out the next day after reporting an abnormally fast heart rate and skin itching. She had no history of cardiac issues. The investigator in charge of the vaccine trial wrote, there was a reasonable possibility that the tachycardia was related to the study intervention. Another participant, a 61-year-old woman, received her first dose on September 25, 2020. She subsequently experienced unilateral deafness on October 14th and withdrew the following day. The investigator mentioned a reasonable possibility of being linked to the vaccine. In other instances, participants backed out after their pre-existing medical conditions became much worse. Despite this, the investigator overseeing the trials deemed the adverse reactions as unrelated to the vaccine. A 56-year-old woman who received her first and only dose on August 12th withdrew 11 days later because of worsening coronary artery disease. So she started out with it in the first place, but the investigator attributed her worsened condition to either hypertensive cardiovascular disease or heart disease instead of the vaccine. A 46-year-old woman injected with one dose of the COVID vaccine on August 21st backed out on August 28th after her brain cancer spread throughout her entire body. The investigator dismissed the idea of her condition being worsened by the vaccine. It had to be related to secondary disease from lung adenocarcinoma, which was diagnosed in July 2019. A 50-year-old woman received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine on August 26. She listed several ongoing medical conditions, including diabetes and neuropathy. The woman developed a diabetic foot ulcer on September 14, leading her to withdraw. Again, the investigator dismissed the possibility of the vaccine having to do with the woman's foot ulcer. The dangers of the Pfizer vaccine would not come to light if there was not a FOIA request, Freedom of Information. Originally, Pfizer and the FDA argued that they would not release any of the trial results for 75 years, but U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman, who's my hero, ordered the two entities to comply with the request as soon as possible. So that's the only reason we're even hearing about this, is that a judge had the balls to say, no. You're not waiting 75 years to release the results of your trials. People need to hear that now. So, I'm telling you, the vaccine's bad. And if you weren't with us in hour one, I read my commentary. We'll repeat it in hour number three. But it's a very important commentary, the most important I've ever written. And it talks about the 33 friends I've got, friends and a couple of family members, who since my wedding have either died or gotten extremely ill. The title of my column is 33 Dead and Sick Friends Since Our Wedding Only 8 Months Ago, All 33 Vaxxed, A Vaccine Death and Disaster Cluster. This is what the vaccines brought to America and the world, death and injury. And it doesn't even work. You're risking your life for something that doesn't even prevent COVID. Everyone who has COVID is vaccinated. And in England, they just released the stats. 91% of those who died from COVID since January. 91% of everyone this year who died from COVID in England is either triple or quadruple vaccinated. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wayne Oliver. Otherwise known as War, welcome back. The Roots on fire. Energized Health is on fire. They are the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, I've got so much going on. If you are with me the last couple of days, first I found out that I've got my own new TV show starting on Real America's Voice, RAV, Real America's Voice TV network, starting in mid-August. And I was on the phone again with the CEO of the network today. And we should know next week the times that my show will run, but it'll be a weekend show, quite possibly Friday night and Saturday, a couple of runs on Saturday as well. And it'll be a top 10 countdown of the most important news stories in America each week. So that's number one, and that is a really dynamic network, Real America's Voice, and really exploding. And they've got great hosts. I mean, in addition to Wayne Root, they've got Charlie Kirk. They've got Ted Nugent, they've got Steve Bannon, they've got Ed Henry, the former White House correspondent for Fox News, Dr. Gina Loudon. Great lineup. So I'm proud to be joining that lineup. Then I'm going to be joining another lineup. I'll announce it next week. Monday through Friday, 1 hour of this show starting in mid-August will turn into a TV show every single day, 5 days a week. And then separate from that, one of the biggest radio networks in America contacted me earlier this week, and we had a conference call yesterday, and they offered me a position with a daily podcast, both audio and video, a one-hour daily hour radio and TV podcast with one of the biggest conservative radio networks in America. And I was unbeknownst to me, they've got their own video online, their own TV network with videos from all their big stars. And they talked about me now every day, 5 days a week, doing that an hour a day and being promoted on all of their big national radio shows. So I figured, you know, that sounds great, but let's see if they really make an offer. Well, boom, to this morning, the contracts came. So I've got contracts in hand, and I've got Andrew Paul, my VP, and my lawyers looking at the contracts, but they've already made a full-fledged official offer in writing via contract for me to do 1 hour a day, every day, 5 days a week, radio and TV. So it's really quite overwhelming how much is going on, and I really need my health to do all this. And Energized Health is the key to my health. And I've been involved with them for 2 years now, just about 2 years, and I signed a contract with them when they signed a contract to be the advertiser for me, the sponsor of this show. They signed a contract, I signed a contract that I would stay on their program, and I've done it for 20-plus months now, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all dangerous inner body fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, changed completely the way I look. I look younger now than 15 years ago. Go now to energizedhealth.com. They are my fountain of youth. I mean, it's my own personal fountain of youth. Click on the red button, watch the masterclass video at energizedhealth.com, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches and see if it makes sense for you. No pressure at all. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changers. You get 40% off by mentioning my name, War, Wayne Allyn-Root. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. So, you know, again, there's plenty of racism in this country going both ways. Are there white people who don't like black people? I'm sure there are, but I think it's quite exaggerated. But boy, there are plenty of black people who don't seem to like white people. North Carolina town's entire police force quits in protest over a new town manager. An entire North Carolina police force has quit in protest at the town's newly hired progressively responsible town manager, who happens to be African American. The new manager has created an environment I do not feel we can perform our duties and services to the community. The guy who quit said he's the longest running chief in the area. He felt his force had recently made substantial progress in dealing with unspecified ups and downs. However, due to the hostile work environment in the town of Kenley, I do not believe progress is possible. The town called an emergency closed meeting for Friday night. They refused to talk publicly about what the problem is, but she had sued a previous employer in neighboring South Carolina for racial discrimination. She accused the leaders of hostile treatment for not paying her fairly because she was black and had a disability. She accused the county of discriminating against her. The lawsuit was dismissed in April 17, 2017. And she comes in and everybody resigns. And I read the reason they resigned is that she was racist and acting in a racist way. I don't know if that's true. Just telling you what I heard from parties involved. And I would not be surprised, because we know in America today you can get away with hating white people. It's called critical race theory. It's being taught in schools. All white people are evil. All white people are racist. All white people are terrible. But God forbid you accuse a black person of being a racist. You're a racist and your career is over. It does not go both ways. And that's the problem. It's got to go both ways, man. If you believe in racism, then black people could be racist just like white people. And hiring someone because they're black is no different than hiring someone just because they're white. It's a racist opinion.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Truth Roots on Fire, segment number 3 of hour 2 on Friday the 22nd of July. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day to build my immune system, and their natural silver mouthwash. I gargle with it 3 times a day, silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, and I suck in their silver lozenges all throughout this show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. Keeps my voice strong when I suck in their lozenges. Now for 7 years on the radio, long before they were a sponsor of the show, I was buying their product, and then I called up the CEO and said, your product is such a miracle for me that you should become sponsor of the show. And he said, yeah, and that was 6 years ago. So I've been using the product for 7 years. They've been sponsoring the show for 6 years, and now they're giving a special discount on their entire product line to anyone who's a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, or give them a call directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to get 30% off, 800-422-8148, AmioLife.com. All right, we've got our guest with us, Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, filmmaker. His new film, Michelle Obama, 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Buy the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com, MichelleObama24.com. Joel Gilbert, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, great to be back. Thanks, Wayne.
So Michelle Obama is not who she pretends to be. Tell us who she pretends to be and who is the real Michelle Obama.
Well, I did a deep dive into Michelle Obama's background. No one had ever done that before. There's been like 6 biographies about Michelle. They're all very reverent. I went to Chicago. I talked to her classmates from elementary school, high school, professors from college. I even talked to her mother, friends, you name it. And I got a completely different picture of Michelle Obama. She actually comes from a very privileged background. She's from a political family. Her father was a precinct captain for the Democrat machine in Chicago for years, and she grew up in politics. She actually was best friends with Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter, and kind of grew up in his house when he was running for president. But Michelle has been portraying herself as kind of a kid who grew up in a log cabin on the, you know, the south side of Chicago. She likes to say, I'm a south side girl, that's all you need to know about me. Well, she wasn't even from the south side. She grew up in South Shore, which is on the lake, which is on the Lake Michigan, and went to these exclusive schools. And she blatantly lies about it. She says, oh, I went to the neighborhood schools and my parents couldn't afford private schools. Not true. She went to Whitney Young Magnet School, took a bus an hour and a half away. Her brother went to something called Mount Carmel High School, which was a private Catholic school, and the Robinsons weren't even Catholic. So I put together a complete life story of Michelle Obama that you find out she comes from a very privileged background and tries to hide all of that to make you think that she struggled all her life.
Right, but you've certainly, by doing this deep dive into her life, you've certainly debunked the myth that I hear all day long. I get emails saying she was Michael Robinson, she's a guy, and she's transgender, and she changed sexes. Obviously, if you studied her life and she was a girl, she's a girl, correct? I just want to clear that up.
No, Michelle was born a female. She's a girl. That came about because Joan Rivers was asked a question, do you think there'll ever be a gay president? She said, oh, we have one in Obama. And Michelle is transgender. That was obviously a joke, but it caused all these internet memes and photoshops to go online. But no, absolutely, Michelle is female, was born female.
All right, and you believe she's running for president in 2024?
Absolutely. Just look at her Twitter account even today. It's all politics all the time. She's following the same path that Barack did. That's what set me off on this. Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry in 2004. Michelle was the keynote speaker for Joe Biden 2020. That's the slot they usually give to the person they think is going to be the nominee at the next convention. Barack wrote his autobiography and based his candidacy on his personal story, Dreams for My Father. Michelle wrote Becoming. She wrote a big autobiography and went on a national book tour. And most of all, Barack really started in politics with a voter registration organization called Project Vote in Chicago. And Michelle recently founded When We All Vote. She was just here in L.A., gave a fiery speech hitting on every Democrat talking point. So I see her following the exact same footsteps. She's the most popular Democrat in America, if not the most popular person in America. And I think she's going to announce for president sometime next spring.
Well, I guess my question would be, why didn't she announce when Obama clearly did not want Joe Biden to succeed? He didn't succeed him. It was Hillary who succeeded him, actually, technically, in 2016. But in 2020, it was clear that Obama was not happy that Biden was running. He knew Biden was a dimwit that always got himself in trouble and put his foot in his mouth. And he was no big fan of Biden. He waited till the very last second when there was no other choice to endorse Biden. Why wouldn't Michelle have run in 2020?
Well, to run in 2020, you have to start running in 2018. It takes about 2 years in advance you have to announce. So I think it was too early. In 2018, Michelle just came out with her book, Becoming, went on this national book tour selling out 20,000-seat arenas. So timing-wise, it really wasn't right. But now all the timing has lined up, and I think Michelle is clearly already running for president.
Yeah, I put out a piece just the other day, and I'm pretty proud of my pieces because I'm really, when I write something, it winds up being true like 95% of the time plus.
Right.
And these are all just guesses, right? Just guess. Now, you're a much more serious guy. You study this stuff. I'm just making guesses based on pure gut instinct. But I said that the nominee in 2024, Biden, will never run again. He will step down soon. I think maybe even before the midterms, but certainly right after. And they will never let Kamala run. So whoever they put in as VP with Kamala, if Biden steps down, that's the person that would be the nominee in 2024. And I said it's either Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, possibly Mayor Pete or Gavin Newsom. So I think those are the four contenders. What are your thoughts on those four choices as contenders?
Well, my thoughts on that, I don't think Biden is going anywhere. He's just kind of filling a role right now. If you're mad at Biden or blame Biden for stuff, you're kind of playing into their hands. He's kind of a disposable front man. His parents lived into their 90s. I think he'll just be there. I don't think they're going to remove him, but I think he won't run for re-election, probably on some premise about health. And once Michelle Obama announces, I don't think anybody else is going to run against her. So clearly, Michelle is the most loved and popular Democrat in the country, and I think it's hers to have.
Crazy. I mean, just crazy. Obama was completely unqualified. Now his wife, who was the wife of the unqualified guy who's completely unqualified, will be the next president of the United States. Based on what? What has she done in her life that makes her presidential material?
Well, that's, I actually go into that in the film. She does have a career in Chicago, for example. She actually was the assistant planning commissioner under Valerie Jarrett, working for Mayor Richard Daley. And she was instrumental in that redevelopment scheme they had, where they knocked down the projects and made about 20,000 blacks homeless in Chicago, shipped them out of Chicago, and gave away the land to these developers like Tony Rezko, who then gave some of the money back to the politicians. Then Michelle, having proven her callousness, was hired by the University of Chicago Medical Center because they had a problem of too many of the black Southsiders were utilizing the emergency room and they didn't have proper insurance. They were losing money. So Michelle headed up the Southside Health Collaborative, and the whole program was if you showed up at the University of Chicago emergency room, they would actually dump you. They put you in these vans and dump you in these crappy neighborhood clinics far away. They call it actually illegal, called patient dumping. And Michelle headed up that program. So she has a shameful history of selling out the black community in Chicago. And for politics, though, she pretends to be one of these ordinary black folks that she spent her life selling out and exploiting to make money. So the film really goes through her life history, but she does have those executive experiences in Chicago. Of course, she has 8 years as First Lady, where she had a number of outreach programs and healthy eating and you name it. And just based on her popularity, I mean, there's no Democrat that comes close to her.
Yeah, like I said, completely unqualified. Look, there's been many first ladies. None of them have ever. Melania Trump did not say, I'm qualified to run for president of the United States. Laura Bush did not say, I'm qualified to run for president of the United States. Being first lady does not make you president. And being a person who gets government-type jobs or corporate-type jobs just because your husband is the senator does not qualify you to be the next president of the United States. So, these are all joke jobs compared to things that I do, that Donald Trump does. Businessmen who make decisions with our own money compared to somebody who's been a crony bureaucrat her whole life. That's what Hillary's been. That's what Michelle has been. That's it.
Well, look, Donald Trump was never a government official of any kind when he ran.
But that's good. I don't want a government official. Well, I don't want somebody who's been in government.
Well, that'll be Michelle's mantra. She'll say, "Well, you know, I have this executive experience. Don't forget, she's someone who ran all these programs and spoke around the country. She's like the most beloved Democrat there is." So,
no, I get it.
Also,
I get it. It's horrible.
She's actually a better politician than Barack Obama. She's a better speaker. She speaks with emotion. She's more authentic. So believe it or not, between her and Barack, she actually is the better politician between the two of them.
Well, it'll be Donald Trump against Michelle Obama. If your theory is right, I believe it'll be Gavin Newsom. If I had to bet, I believe they all want Gavin Newsom to be the nominee. So we'll see. It might be a primary against Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, and Hillary Clinton, because she's sure making noise that she's going to be running for president in 2024, Hillary Clinton. So that would be interesting to see Obama against Clinton again.
Well, I think the Democrats are purging their older white career politicians. They got rid of Andrew Cuomo, I think. No one in the Democrat Party side could stand up to Michelle Obama. Her popularity, her relative youth, I guess she's 58 now, but relatively younger than Hillary. And
Hillary will lose her mind, right? Hillary thought she had it, and Obama ripped it from her. Now it'll be another Obama who rips it from her. MichelleObama24.com. That's where you get the video, the new film, Michelle Obama 2024, at MichelleObama24.com. Thank you, Joel Gilbert. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. Kyle LaBrue for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Actually, two friends of mine are both running on that same day in the GOP primary. Eric Greitens for U.S. Senate in Missouri and Kyle LaBrue for CD4 Congress in Missouri on that same day. Kyle LaBrue is a friend and a fan of the show and wanted to sponsor the show for the longest time. When he ran for office, he said, you know what? I'm running for Congress. I want to sponsor Wayne's National Radio Show. And so he did. And I said, Kyle, I'll help you any way I can. Kyle's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. But, of course, when you're my kind of Republican, you never have enough money. Right? Joey Gilbert, not the Joel Gilbert we just had on the interview, but Joey Gilbert ran for governor of this state in the GOP primary in Nevada just a few weeks ago, ended. And, you know, Joe Lombardo won the nomination, and he won it with millions and millions of dollars. And lots of corporate money, lots of casino money. Joey Gilbert, running as a real, true conservative patriot and Trumper, had no money. And Kyle LaBrue needs your help. He's got no money. So I don't know if he's going to win this thing or not. I know he's right in the thick of it. I know he's right up there among the top three in his race. But he needs money to get over the top. So no matter where you live, please send him a contribution. If you live in Vegas, if you live in Connecticut, if you live in Texas, wherever you're listening to this show, it doesn't matter that Kyle LaBrue's running in CD4 in Missouri. He's a real, strong, unapologetic conservative and a America First Trump conservative, and he needs your help. He's a Wayne Root conservative and a big fan of mine and friend of mine. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer. KyleLaBrue.com, LaBrue. And click the contribute button and send him a few dollars, paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. So I'm going to end this hour by talking about some of this COVID news that's out, COVID vaccine news that's out. And I mentioned this in my column that I led off the show with. The UK government confirms that people who are triple and quadruple vaccinated account for 91% of all the COVID deaths since the beginning of the year. The British public has been distracted for the past few weeks with nonstop news of Boris Johnson's resignation as Prime Minister and speculation over who will replace him. But all the attention's been on that, but the UK government quietly published a report on COVID-19 deaths, and the report that reveals that since the beginning of 2022, In other words, since January 1st, 2022, the vaccinated population have accounted for over 9 of every 10 COVID deaths in England. A shocking 91% of those deaths have been among the triple or quadruple vaccinated. This comes from the UK government agency known as the Office for National Statistics, ONS. I mean, how could, you know, and again, I said this, I ranted about this on the show just yesterday, I believe. Maybe several days in a row now I've ranted about this. How the hell could Nevada be allowed, Nevada's health agency be allowed to commit such fraud as to claim in the RJ, the Las Vegas Review Journal, about a week ago, that very few people are dying of COVID now, but those who are dying are all unvaccinated old people in Nevada. They're old and they're unvaccinated. Folks, everywhere in the world, 90% plus of everyone who still dies of COVID is vaccinated. And they're almost all triple and quadruple vaccinated, just like England, same numbers in Canada, same numbers in Scotland, same numbers in Wales, same numbers in Ireland, same numbers in New Zealand, same numbers all over the world. If you are triple, quadruple vaccinated, you're much more likely to die of COVID than if you're unvaccinated. But in Nevada, it's not the case. Because the COVID germ in Nevada, obviously, is a completely different germ. It must be a kissing cousin of COVID. And it doesn't act the same way, obviously. Or maybe the Nevada health authorities are complete, corrupt, crooked, fraudulent scumbags. And, of course, that would be true because they work for a scumbag named Steve Sisolak, who lies about everything. He's out on a tour now saying how he helped small business and he loves small business. What was that, Chris? Oh, got it. Couldn't understand you. So here's a guy who says he helps small business and he's on a small business tour. And he's the guy that shut down the strip and shut down the state and declared every small business to be non-essential with the exception of, you know, Costco and Sam's Club, Walgreens, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, all the companies that give you the biggest contributions got to stay open because COVID doesn't care in a big box store. It only attacks you if you're in a small business. But he's the friend of small business. These are people that lie about everything, right to your face. By the way, a little housekeeping. RootForAmerica.com is my website, RootForAmerica.com. And headlining right there is my new video podcast for the weekend, America's Top 10. You'll find it right at the top. You'll also find under videos my debate at Freedom Fest, destroying the liberal. I told them and proved to the crowd the election of 2020 was stolen. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. You can listen to this show on Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get the Audacy app at the App Store or Google Play. So you can listen on any of your cell phone devices. And starting in mid August, you can watch me on national TV. I'll have my own show on Real America's Voice, Dish Channel 219. We'll tell you the times and the days and all the places you can watch. But Dish TV Channel 219, or just go to realamericasvoice.com on your computer or on your phone and watch my show starting in mid-August. We'll get you a start date. We'll get you the days and the times. One more stat as I say goodbye in hour two. Triple-vaxxed kids in England are 137 times more likely to die from COVID than unvaxxed children. So whether you're an adult or whether you're a child, if you're vaccinated, the odds are much more likely to die from COVID than if you're unvaccinated. Truth.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.